Good morning, and we welcome back to the Daily Pod, Bill Wozniak. He is with InvestEd. Good morning to you, Bill.
Good morning.
And, of course, if you could tell us real quickly a little bit about InvestEd and what that group does.
A not-for-profit here in Indiana. We've been around since 1981, and in all that time, we've been helping students and families across the state with anything related to funding education beyond high school, more education, and less debt.
And, of course, a big piece of that is the free application for federal student aid, commonly known as FAFSA. And if you could, Bill, outline exactly what is the FAFSA form and how does it help with financial aid?
So the free application for federal student aid, the FAFSA, as you said, is sort of a misnomer because it has federal student aid right in the title, but it's actually the gateway to almost every type of financial aid for post-secondary ed. It is just such a critical form, I can't overstate it. And so this is the form, just like you fill out tax forms for your taxes, this is the form you fill out for financial aid. And it goes to the federal government. The federal government then determines eligibility for federal grant programs. It then gets shared back with the state, so the state of Indiana can determine eligibility for their programs. And it also gets shared with the schools that you select, that you say can see your information, and then the institutions themselves can give you financial aid as well. So it's the form for federal student aid, but it really is for almost all student aid.
And I was looking at the stats I saw where last year only 48% of high school seniors filled out the FAFSA nationally, and turns out that they left millions of dollars on the table.
Absolutely. So when you don't fill out the FAFSA and you don't file the FAFSA, the different entities can't offer you the dollars. So when they go back afterwards and they look after a school year, who filed, who didn't file, and they look at eligibility, there are students across the country and, of course, right here in Indiana that would have received either the Pell Grant or the O'Bannon Grant here in Indiana or institutional money from the schools. So millions and millions of dollars every year are left on the table. And we talk to families and we help families who reach out to us maybe when the student is a junior or something. And they say, you know what, I think we should fill this out. And they fill it out and realize that they're going to get financial aid, but the student missed out on aid as a freshman or a sophomore. So it's very frustrating. They feel bad. And so what we try to do is encourage everyone ahead of time, fill out the form, and don't miss out on any potential aid that you could receive. And then that often lowers student loan debt.
Now, of course, as you alluded to earlier, it says federal, but it's more of a state thing. But as far as the state of Indiana, does Indiana provide significant need-based aid for financials or need-based aid for students? Is it pretty much along the same lines as the FAFSA, or is this something different?
Very significant. In fact, across the Midwest, Indiana is very generous across aid, and it is hundreds of millions of dollars every year. So Indiana is a very generous state as far as financial aid goes, but without filing the FAFSA, the state can't do its job, can't do its work, because the information isn't there to then award that aid to those students. And so we always want to make sure that the FAFSA gets filed, everyone gets their information, and then if you're eligible for the aid, it will show up in those award letters from the school. So it's just critically important. And yes, Indiana has a lot of aid dollars available for students going on beyond high school.
And we're speaking with Bill Wozniak with InvestEd. And of course, thanks to the efforts of one of our local state legislators in our area, high school seniors in Indiana are now required to fill out a FAFSA. And what's really the best way for students to complete the form?
So just like taxes, I like to use taxes as an example. We all know people, or maybe ourselves, that don't mind filling out their own taxes. They go in, they go online, they do their thing. But just like that, there's other folks that are just confused or they have questions. They're not sure of some of the requirements, and that's how the FAFSA is. You can go to Federal Student Aid. You can go to the federal website, click there, read a few facts, type in your information, and be on your way. But many years, and this year is a good example, there can be some glitches, there can be some hiccups in the system, and then sometimes people just read a question and they're really not sure what that question is asking for. Maybe they have a farm and they share that farm, or they lease out part of that farm, or something about their assets. There's just certain questions that you can see where a family pauses for a moment and says, I'm just not sure what to put in there. And people want to give the right answer. They don't want to look like they're trying to play games. And so when they read it and they read it and they go, I just don't know what this is asking, they give us a call, right? They can reach out to us, no questions asked, and they can ask us for an explanation of that question or questions, and we can help them get through it. And we also do over 900 events annually. And so we go across the state every night. We're in five or six towns. And so people also come out to the local high school or a site in the town where we are, and they can sit in the school or in a computer lab and get it filed, and our expert is there to help people along. So there's a lot of ways to do it, but that's sort of the short answer to that.
And, of course, as you mentioned, taxes, and, of course, April 15th is the deadline to file the FAFSA. And with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out. We'll continue our conversation with Bill Wozniak with InvestEd right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To-Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To-Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To-Go, big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our chat with Bill Wozniak. He is with InvestEd and going to help you with financial aid incentives and things of that nature, help your high school student to get some financial aid for college post-secondary education. And Bill, what are some of the biggest myths about the cost of college and financial aid?
Well, two of the biggest myths are, first of all, I'm going to have to pay the sticker price, the what's called the cost of attendance. We see, and families see across the country day after day, that every school will cost $62,000 no matter what. And that's kind of the sticker price for certain schools, not even all schools. And so we talk to families all the time, and they walk in thinking, okay, if my son or daughter, they want to go off to a particular school, no matter what, it's going to cost $50,000, $60,000. And sticker price is not net price. And so we're really on a mission to try to let people understand what net price is. And this just year after year shocks people when they find out what the actual price they're going to have to pay versus the sticker price. That's really big item number one. And big myth number two is I'm not going to get any aid. And day after day, week after week, year after year, we get call upon call. And when we sit with the family, when they go through the FAFSA, when we work with them on their individual situation, they find out that they're going to get aid. And sometimes it might just be aid from the school, but there's billions and billions of dollars given away every year by the schools. And so biggest myth number one is cost of attendance versus net price. And biggest myth number two is I am not going to get aid. And most families are pleasantly surprised that they're wrong about that.
And how can families go and reach out if they need to speak with somebody with an Indiana-based financial aid expert one-on-one?
The best way is just give us a call, 317-715-9007, 317-715-9007, and either one of our wonderful expert team will pick up the phone and get on with you, or it goes right to the system and we go in order calling back, and a live person, a real person right here in Indiana will get you through and take care of you the rest of the way.
And finally, Bill, how can folks learn more and maybe get a hold of you and find out some more information?
So investedindiana.org is our website, investedindiana.org. And if you just go there, all sorts of information, pages on every single financial aid topic. And then there's also a contact us page with an email address and all that. Just go there, look to your heart's content, or just reach out to us, whatever works best for you, and we'll be happy to help.
All right, very good. Well, some excellent information there. Bill Wozniak with Invested Indiana, we appreciate your time this morning. Stay well, and hopefully we can catch up again down the road sometime.
Look forward to it. Thank you so much.